was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. It is Sunday, October 12th, and welcome to the program, friends. Although I feel a little bit peculiar using the word friends after what John McCain did to it on the air, so maybe we'll have to find another pronoun for all of the wonderful listeners who tune in every week. Anyway, I personally appreciate you being here, and let's get on with the show. As you may know from an email I sent out today, we have some new material to present to you, and I think I'd like to start off with an excerpt from an email that I received sometime earlier in the week. Let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. Just one brief paragraph from this email. This fellow said, "I also find it quite interesting that in 2007, the rage was everybody get their private bond for set off and birth certificate accepted for value filed and then start writing bonded promissory notes to deal with your debt expenses. And in 2008, I've heard absolutely nothing about using bonded promissory notes to deal with debt and expenses. Why? I would think that the most basic need your listeners would have is how to use these instruments to deal with their financial needs. Why is no one even talking about them anymore?" And it's signed by a fellow by the name of Dan. Well, let me apologize, Dan. We have been talking about them, and I don't know when you started listening to the program, but we've been doing this program a few years now, and from the very beginning, we started discussing what I term to be the BIC process. However, granted, this summer we have spent a great deal of time discussing court situations, court strategies, and procedures within the de facto courtrooms. I apologize if I've neglected during those discussions to talk about the instruments themselves and payment of debts and all of that, but I think I should refer you to previous programs, especially back through November 25th, so you can be brought up to speed as to how we've integrated the tax remedies with the payment strategies, and that'll lead you up to our present thinking. As many of you may know, this past Monday, the Patriot Movement suffered what I would call a tragedy in the form of what appears to be an assassination, for lack of a better word, of a patriot's wife by a sheriff's SWAT team in Sevier County, Tennessee. That's S-E-V-I-E-R. It would be an understatement to say that, and that, by the way, is while her husband had been summoned to court on some pretext. He was out of the house. The SWAT team went instead to his house and confronted his wife. At least that's the information, excuse me, I have at this time. As long as there is not a single prosecutor in the United States willing to examine such things as the credit crisis in front of a grand jury, as long as patriots are being summoned in under fiction pretenses by the thousands, then the need for courtroom exploration and building skills in that area was apparent, and that's what we've been doing all summer. When we return, after a brief commercial message, we're going to find out what this email has to do with our topics tonight.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back, my friends. As I was saying before the break, we see an increasing willingness on the part of de facto officials to criminalize men and women who are attempting to do nothing more than answer the security instruments that are tendered their way as purported liabilities against this fictional misnomer defendant or a fictional taxpayer, with their own appropriate payment strategies and payment instruments. And as we see those attempts at criminalization, I felt that it was necessary to respond with definitive technology, and we have devoted an entire summer to it, and I hope it has been a contribution to many people, and judging by the emails, I believe it has. Another reason that we've been emphasizing court procedures is that I continue to find patriots, based upon their emails, acting as if they are addicted to argument, arguing with IRS, with debt collectors, with anyone who will solicit them into a forum that proves nothing more than they care about the venue in which they're arguing. One example comes to mind off the top of my head. I was listening to, I think it was the June 6th or the June 2nd Monday night broadcast of Jack Smith's Monday night class in Ohio. Those of you, by the way, who don't receive that regularly should sign up for it. I don't have that email address handy, but I'm sure you can find that from a friend. There's a fellow in that class, I believe his name is Brian, And I also believe him to be a relative newcomer. He likes to do an awful lot of talking and dialoguing with Jack, which certainly can be good. But sometimes it's very helpful for us to listen to Jack and hear what he has to say unmolested. On that particular tape that I was listening to, he read a communication or two between him and a former owner by way of land contract on a property that he's in controversy over. Based upon the reading of those communications, you could just see and hear the sarcasm, the veiled threats, the scorn, this fellow Brian's complete shock that they didn't just roll over at the first sign of a payment instrument, whatever it happened to be. Let me just alert you, if I may, to something I learned years ago. When you hear yourself arguing, you are being victimized. And when you hear yourself explaining yourself, i.e. testifying, you are being victimized. How many times have we talked about that on the program, the need to ask questions as opposed to answer questions within the courtroom? To that end, you might want to take a moment later this evening and reread Matthew, I think it's chapter 5, verse 25, which will explain the scriptural foundation for that premise. Now, folks, why are we not asking all those who solicit us to argument with their siren songs for proof of claim as part of an administrative remedy? Why are we not offering to pay? Why are we not offering them an opportunity specifically to exhaust their administrative remedy, which would be part of an estoppel against any lawsuit if they fail to accept? With all due respect to Dan's email and to others like it that I receive from time to time, how many times this summer and this year have we discussed the attorney repellent package and the underlying strategies behind that? You don't have to own that package to be able to concoct remedies based upon your knowledge, which is probably the best way to go about it. But haven't we discussed that philosophy that we discourage lawsuits by exploiting the rules of public policy to which they must adhere? It's time, my friends, it's time, folks, to disavow argument with these people in every fashion. If we offer to pay, if they fail to state a claim, if they fail to exhaust their administrative remedy, their case is over. If we offer them an opportunity to exhaust and they fail to respond, the case is over before it begins. If we pay and they dishonor it, I know it's some of you at that point probably sit down at your computers and send off an excited email to myself, to Winston, to your mentor, to whomever, saying, hey, I sent them the promissory note, and they didn't acknowledge it. They're continuing with the process. Well, if we pay and they dishonor, the bond of any attorney who proceeds or attempts to proceed against us isn't worth the paper it's printed on when we liquidate through IRS, through Dun & Bradstreet, through the Depository Trust Corporation, the credit bureaus, the local banks, the national banks, the bar, Treasury, any one or all, the insurance companies, risk management, the county attorney, and on and on and on, all of them acting in the capacity of sureties and underwriters who, properly written, will understand that their bond is joined to that demand. And that's one of the things we're going to cover tonight. I'll show you how. I think I'm going to use an adaptation of the attorney repellent package, but I think before this program is over, you'll understand how we can adapt the BIC procedures to virtually any goal that we set, deflecting a claim by payment, paying the claim, making a request of a public official or a bank, no matter, our ability to pay and then cite the payment on a 1099 OID is extremely powerful. And we've spoken an awful lot about that in this last, October, the last 11 months since November 25th. Anyway, here's something to consider. Excuse me. When you're forging your communications, do you think in your heart that it would be better to engage in argument that will very possibly, if not likely, land you in court as the defendant? Or should you structure your communications as a creditor in such a way that any attorney reading the letter starts to think, oh my, this is trouble. I don't want to go there. I can't make any money going there. I don't want a claim filed with risk management. I don't want the hassle of defending a disciplinary regulation charge. I don't want the hassle of facing the charge of filing a false claim if this guy gets some kind of certification that we have no claim. Anyway, that in and of itself is worth playing back or rereading off of a transcript if one ever appears for this program, because that's the thought process that I have in my mind every time I construct any sort of letter rogatory, foreign advisory, or private letter. It's behind every word in every BIC process, whether it's BIC Turbo, the new global privacy shield I'll talk about later in the program, the attorney repellent package, the contract, I don't even remember the name of the package. That's how long it's been out of my hands. The contract dispute settlement package, all BIC processes. In fact, virtually all processes that I do other than abatement. It's, in a way, it's very much like the so-called credit crisis. You know how those politicians have been marching? They've been falling over themselves to march on the airways to testify to the fact that they don't understand it. They don't know how much the total liability is. They don't know if the bailout, so-called bailout, will work, on and on. Well, it's the same thing with attorneys. Attorneys should view our processes as completely believable when I or you construct some form of letter to them. Not hot-headed, believable, in some arena that they don't quite understand, because that's the area in which people get nervous when they're brought out of their comfort zone and they think there might be something that they can't control. Well, let's face it, attorneys are used to controlling the actions that they enter. That threat, I'm going to hire an attorney, or the threat that my client is going to sue you, has probably caused untold millions of spontaneous settlements by people who are intimidated at the mere utterance of the words. The attorney repellent package on the civil side and all of the other BIC processes on the civil side regarding debt and banks and on the civil courtroom side and on the criminal courtroom side are all designed to do exactly the same thing. They take them out of their comfort zone, and they present to them a payment instrument surrounded by a smorgasbord of psych ops, communications, and tax remedies that they should be able to sense, at least when I do a process or when I write a general process for people to study, that can place them in real jeopardy, not by way of threats, but by way of their own ignorance of their own rules. And that is the remedy, to wake them up at the beginning of the process to their limitations and our capabilities. It's sort of like mixing the word of the Lord for our righteousness, lightly spiced with just a pinch, a hint of Sun Tzu. I hate to say it, the art of war. But war and peace are very much the same thing if one has a spiritual attitude. Anyway, that's why these procedures are successful time and again, certainly not all the time, but they're successful time and again in the hands of people who understand the risks of not going to peace when the attorney-on-me's come calling. Anyway, when we return, I'd like to read you a letter that was penned just this past week on the civil side, and then move into the criminal side with the global privacy shield, deriving most of this from the attorney repellent package and from the former BIC suite. Don't go away, folks.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only.
Welcome back, friends. Anyway, the letter that I'm about to read is a derivation that's less than a week old, that strikes me as a very good example of how we continually adapt the BIC and ZYA processes in how we present them to people, to situations where we never thought it had a chance of working, or where we never thought we could motivate a public official or a bank official to take some sort of required action on our behalf. Later in the program, I hope to lay out what I believe will be the new gold standard for responding to the most serious of court challenges. It's the very best process that I've ever constructed. In fact, it's not a process. It's an amalgamation of various processes, hopefully seamlessly interwoven, fairly simple to produce, as concise as it can be at this time, and I believe it's the best response that we have available to us today. It transcends commerce, meaning BIC procedures, sovereign procedures, abatement of defective process, enforcement of defaults, prosecution of whatever criminal activity we've observed, which is usually rampant in these cases, and basically covers all the bases. So if we do feel compelled to enter into one of the dens of thieves by way of a de facto court, that we have everything available at our disposal. We have the record that there is no piece of paper with our lawful name on it, that we have not and will not confess to the name on their piece of paper, that the process has been returned for lack of lawful authority to issue it against us, that we hold their confession to those crimes and criminal activities, that we hold their stipulation to the default on the commercial settlement, that the case is settled commercially without entering the jurisdiction, that there is no controversy, no facts in dispute, and on and on. All of that interwoven into a new global procedure, for lack of a better term, that I'm calling Global Privacy Shield. So we'll get to that a little later in the program and read you some excerpts from that too, so it'll at least get your juices flowing as to what you might be constructing and putting together out of your own word processor. So let's get on to that first letter I mentioned, and this was sent to a bank earlier last week. Quote, on a particular date, agents for Bank of Nonsense dishonored presentment of 3 prepaid instruments. Now, folks, those could have been bonded promissory notes, collateralized promissory notes. Those could have been United States Postal Service money orders. I've seen banks dishonor all sorts of instruments, prepaid instruments. Anyway, it says, on that particular date, agents for the Bank of Nonsense dishonored presentment of 3 prepaid instruments without citing cause. As a courtesy, I would like to offer this good faith administrative remedy to relieve Bank of Nonsense's liability, underlined, without injury. Notice the flavor of the approach and the temperament of the maker of this letter. Not threatening, in fact, going overboard to provide a remedy and an exit sign for the dishonored principal who's holding the liability. So it says, as a courtesy, I would like to offer this good faith administrative remedy to relieve Bank of Nonsense's liability without injury, notwithstanding the impairment of, and there were certain rights that were mentioned here, it could be impairment of religious practices, divine rights, that or the other thing. The dishonor was witnessed at my request by an agent of the Secretary of State of the State of Montana. The title on all such items had been warranted by the payee's endorsement. No restrictions of endorsement were in evidence. Consequently, Bank of Nonsense was unable to exhibit a defect on any of the instruments and reverted to bank policy, notwithstanding reasonable presumption that bankers understand the nature of prepaid cash items and the perils of blocking the maker's access to his own funds. You see how we find some such obvious violation of common sense that anyone reading this letter says, excuse me, you didn't let him get to his own money without cause? That's what we always try to front load these letters with. Counsel can confirm that the dishonor comprised a return without cause and a hoarding of funds, could have been a theft of funds, a misappropriation of funds as an agent of the United States. And there's a footnote to defining the United States. Counsel can also confirm that the attached protest is prima facie evidence of Bank of Nonsense's liability by conversion and the rights of the holder to enforce payment. They're a bank. If they don't understand that sentence, then they shouldn't be a bank. And that's what we're counting on. New paragraph. Under the assumption that the dishonor was innocent, Bank of Nonsense, see, we give them the benefit of the doubt. We're kind, we're cordial, we're trying to save our brother and bring him into the kingdom. Bank of Nonsense may satisfy the obligation and close the matter consistent with commercial law and public policy by issuing credits to the depositor's account equal to the face value of the said instruments, and then we quoted the amount, no later than 3 days from receipt of this notice. And by the way, they were given that option, and the instruments were not presented to them a second time. They need to issue the credits on the dishonor. We'll be back to continue this letter in a moment, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
The boogie train, it's the boogie thing. Oh, it's the boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, before we proceed, I just would like to offer my condolences to Jimmy Ross, who lost his wife in the incident I mentioned to you earlier in the program. Very tragic incident. And without all the details, I won't comment further, other than there is certainly a suggestion here of just how extreme the police state has become. We all know about the SWAT teams. Most of us have witnessed SWAT teams in action, which makes it the most remarkable demographic audience probably in the history of radio or television. But anyway, I would like to offer my sincere condolences to Jimmy, and I don't know him personally. I just received some mass emailing on it, but I did enter communications with him thereafter to express my condolences, and that even a tragedy like that will be able to turn a silver lining when the Lord has an opportunity to complete his divine intentions here. And I think Jimmy understands that and will allow the measures that will follow to take place through the public as well as through the private, I'm sure. Anyway, before the break, I was reading from a letter which is derived this past week from the attorney repellent package. This went to a bank, and I'd like to repeat that last brief paragraph because this is really right. the portion I'm going to read right now is really the application, the adaptation of the BIC process to this particular situation. Under the assumption that the dishonor was innocent, Bank of Nonsense may satisfy the obligation and close the matter. By the way, satisfy what obligation? Their liability by way of having converted the liability of the instruments to their own when they failed to honor them, when they failed to process them without cause. So Bank of Nonsense may satisfy the obligation and close the matter consistent with commercial law and public policy by issuing credits to the depositor's account equal to the face value of the said instruments, in this case $2,640, no later than 3 days from receipt of this notice. Right, so we've sort of made the demand. Next paragraph. Or you may authorize IRS to seize the funds for your convenience. And we never make threats. We always present the options to them the same way that we have seen in numerous government letters sent to us. You may do this, or you may do that, or you may do the third thing, and please sign and consent and volunteer so that we have proof that you're in the system. That's really what all of those letters are about, is securing your consent. And so we learn from the best, and we give them another option in every one of our procedures, just like this. Or you may authorize IRS to seize the funds for your convenience. In that event, you need undertake no further action. Now, think how that was worded. How much better is that than saying to them, if you don't issue the credits to the account, then I'm going to alert IRS to seize the funds and you will no longer be in office. One is a threat, one is an offer of grace. Big difference, and I suggest that if you are in the process of constructing some form of commercial remedy, that you might want to listen to that small portion of the program time and again until you can adopt that temperament of grace into your own proposals. That will protect you, and that will lead to better results, I'm sure. It goes on to say, I am enclosing as a courtesy a proposed draft copy of an IRS Form 1099 OID report of Bank of Nonsense's tax liability in the sum of $42,840 for your review and editing. The amount reflects Bank of Nonsense's obligation added to the co-claimant fee previously established by the parties for the privilege of joining my first-in-line perfected security interest in the payee, of which Bank of Nonsense was noticed some years prior. Please note that I have discounted the fee 99% as a gesture of good faith. Now, what did we do in that particular paragraph? Number one, the BIC process you may be familiar with usually has the tendering of Form 1099 OID during the first presentment. In some of the BIC procedures, like BIC Turbo 9 and BIC Turbo 8300 for court, we may request it from them first and then secure their consent when they fail to respond. But in most of the BIC procedures, and certainly BIC Suite, BI Dummies, BIC Turbo, and the previous BIC Comprehensive Administrative Remedy, we have usually tendered the OID with the presentment letter. In this case, we're changing that. We're issuing them a proposed draft copy of IRS Form 1099 OID, and it doesn't even say IRS Form 1099 OID. It states an IRS Form 1099 OID report of the bank's tax liability in the sum certain of $42,000 and change. The idea being that we should always be less concerned with the rules and more concerned with understanding what it is we are attempting to accomplish what it is we are lawfully authorized to accomplish and what the risks are of the procedure. The tender of this letter means thereafter that they had an opportunity to approve, edit, or disapprove of the 1099 OID. Now, isn't that something that could come in handy to somebody somewhere sometime when they get a knock on the door from an FBI or Treasury or CID agent? Wouldn't that be helpful to say, excuse me, they had the opportunity and they declined, and here's the certificate of protest, if one was defending. And we could even make a formal request for them to fill the form out and have the notary certify that that was dishonored as well. So there are many ways to do this. As I said, this is an adaptation from the attorney repellent package, which has been successful. I don't know a case where an attorney has actually continued after it was used against them. The next paragraph says, as a further courtesy, I will provide Bank of Nonsense with all of the let me repeat this. And part of this is underlined. As a further courtesy, I will provide Bank of Nonsense with all of the funds to pay the co-claimant fee pursuant to the rules of public policy or consistent with the rules of public policy by presenting a fully secured demand deposit negotiable instrument attached to the true bill or attached to a true bill to ensure that Bank of Nonsense suffers no loss or inquiry or injury whatsoever. So what if we told them that if they elect to have IRS seize the funds instead of issuing the credits to the account, that we will then issue a 1099 OID and some form of demand deposit instrument which will authorize the 1099 OID listing us as the payer, and by that instrument, we are providing all of the funds to them so they don't sustain an injury. Now, who wants to step forward and state that our intention was to harm the bank or commit a fraud on the bank? We're not even asking them to take the instrument, if it's ever delivered to them upon their dishonor, and enter that as a credit in the books. We're just saying we will pay your expense. In other words, we'll send you a bill, just like the United States does to us. We will pay it, and if you know what you're doing, you will simply sign on the back and return it to us, and everything will be forgiven. Your debt will be paid. As foolish, as moronic as that sounds, those are the rules of public policy. So here it is, adapted for all to see. Instead of BIC being used to pay a claim made against us, we are tackling a dishonor where we require some action, reasonable action, issue the credits to the account, and we're backing it up by a BIC, by the mention that we will tender a BIC instrument with the finalized 1099 OID in 3 days or in 10 days if they fail to enter the credits to the account or respond to the process. Very reasonable. And it's why we're able to tie up bank officials and attorneys and other public agents into knots with our process, especially since we retain the right to seize their bond. It goes on to say, upon processing the instrument as an asset pursuant to GAAP and reducing it, by the way, that's generally accepted accounting principles, and reducing it to money per normal banking practice, Bank of Nonsense will be made whole. Think about the situation we just put them in. We are not paying a claim against us and asking them to monetize it. We are now indemnifying them for the cost of paying us what they owe. And all they have to do now is put the instrument to money, reduce the instrument to money, monetize the instrument, deposit it as a demand deposit instrument, honor the instrument, and they can do what they want with the credits and then return the instrument to us. What a good deal for the bank. They get the credits. They return the instrument to us. Their liability to us is forgiven. No one's injured. And all they have to do is their normal banking practice. But if they don't, and here's the leverage of public policy, if they don't, that liability is attachable either against the bank or against an officer of the bank who misappropriated the funds. And that, my friends, is the beauty of combining BIC with ZYA procedures. It's really an unbeatable combination if one knows how to perform as a creditor. And so Dan, who kindly wrote that email that I read at the beginning, there you go. Now you should be off and running, because this is, I suspect, for anyone who is at the point of being able to call themselves a secured party creditor honestly, they are now at a level where they could assimilate the information I've just presented and probably run with it very creatively. We go on to tell the bank, I would not presume to that Bank of Nonsense will be made whole once they monetize the instrument. And it goes on to say, I would not presume to insult your officers by lecturing them on monetary expansion and the tax reporting requirements. And there's a footnote there leading down to some sections of the UCC as a courtesy reference only. It goes on to say, a copy of the deposit slip identifying funds previously reserved in Bank of Nonsense's name with the Secretary of the Treasury is attached, and that's a photocopy of the original discharging and indemnity bond. You may wish to consult counsel well-versed in public policy to ensure the Secretary's interests are not impaired. And then later on in the letter, there's a brief paragraph that says, consistent with good faith and intentions, may I suggest that canceling bank accounts or hostile lawyerly responses would be regretful. Now listen carefully, folks, because this is the sort of language that we've used throughout the attorney repellent package and in assorted other BIC procedures to convey the perhaps troubling thought that there are consequences for making a novation, for offering a new contract when the old one was paid. You can go to your computer and whine to Sam or Winston or someone else and say, they didn't accept it, it came back in the mail, or they dishonored it and never issued the credits of the account, they're going ahead with the foreclosure sale, whatever it may be. But the fact is, if one knows how to enforce, there are real tangible consequences for the decision for the attorney to become involved when the case is settled. There are sanctions, criminal consequences, such as filing a false claim when it's been certified there is no claim, and immediate dismissal of the case, waste of time, and all the other things that make their days unpleasant. We don't want their days to be unpleasant. We want them to recognize the settlement. So it goes on to say hostile lawyerly responses would be regretful. My fiduciary duty requires that I welcome all purported claimants with all of the benefits of co-claimancy. We've already explained that a 99% reduction in the co-claimancy fee added to the original obligation is how they arrived at the $42,000. Now, we're letting them know, as a friendly notice, that the full co-claimancy would apply to anyone who petitions to become a co-claimant with my claim against the debtor, whomever it may be. In this case, the debtor was not my straw man, it was actually a third party. My fiduciary duty requires that I welcome all purported claimants with all of the benefits of co-claimancy, beginning with assignment of the full co-claimant fee previously established by the parties at $5 million per impairment. It's actually $50 million, but we reduced it for this one, to IRS for levy against the interloper's bond. One sentence lets them know we consider them to be an interloper. We consider it to be a hostile letter, to be a petition for co-claimancy, and that we will not just report it, we will assign it as a receivable to IRS. Then in bold and underlined text, something I rarely use, it says, as a courtesy, a list of former court officers, public officials, and entire counties that have been rendered uninsurable and unemployable after violating public policy in my interest is available upon request of counsel. As I am not a U.S. person, I will not presume to lecture the bank or its counsel on the rights of the holder, but I will urge thoughtful consideration of their lawful obligations and my willingness to indemnify them. Anyway, folks, I hope that's helpful to you. And when we return, it will be to discuss the criminal side of this discussion and the best that I have to offer in responding to their ovations and novations, the Global Privacy Shield.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Back, my. I hope that material is helpful to you at least a little bit, and can help steer your thinking in the direction of how you might construct remedies so they're non-threatening, because you don't intend to be threatening, so they do not interfere with public procedures, and so that the intent is not to specifically not to generate anger, fear, hostility, retaliate, interfere with procedures, harass, intimidate, or anything of that sort. If you want to jumpstart on something, on a remedy of that sort, by all means, you can order the attorney repellent package. It's one of only two packages that we make available to people who have not attended a Law Merchant Leadership Retreat or the North American event that is coming up at the end of this month. And it's available as a donated product. I donated it to a local ministry, or what used to be a local ministry, but I'm no longer local, that it's a non-patriot ministry. It's a ministry in the traditional sense of doing charitable works for local people. And you can order it at the following email address: Sharon, Sharon, at rescue, R-E-S-C-U, team, T-E-A-M.com, all one word, Sharon at rescueteam.com. Sharon is not a member of this so-called freedom movement. Please don't be asking her questions about your cases and sending her those things, because she'll think you're nuts. And at best, if she has the time, she'll say, why don't you contact Sam? So, again, that's Sharon at rescueteam.com, and that's exclusively to order the attorney repellent package and the contract dispute settlement package. We screen people who are ordering that. I'm not making it available so that people can order it and harm their neighbors or get themselves into trouble. It's specifically for people who can report the particular kinds of controversies that it applies to. I don't want you wasting your money. Yes, I know. It's very rare, if I've ever even heard of a situation where the intended buyer of a product is screened, but I know how tough it is to come by money to the folks who have been devastated by their belief in freedom and liberty and sovereignty. And so we don't want to take a dime, even for the purpose of helping this fine ministry, that isn't necessary. That said, folks, let's move on to the major topic of discussion tonight. I didn't expect that first topic to take so long, but we have plenty of time to cover the global privacy shield and this issue, the most important issue one faces, especially in a criminal case. Do you even go to court? Big question. And we'll address that by way of an email that a disgruntled listener sent me right after last week's program, and I think you'll get the point. I share the listener's opinion to a certain degree about not attacking the fact. We'll be back virtually limitless to people who are facing challenges in the corporate de facto courtrooms of the United States. Don't go away. Please join me after 1 minute station identification.
In Matthew 20.